Hey guys, it's Ethel, and welcome to your October Artist of the Month episode on J Top 10. Japan Top 10. So this month we are featuring an artist who is extremely popular internationally among anime fans. It is none other than singer-songwriter Lisa, who is best known for providing anime theme songs for shows like Sword Art Online and Fate Zero. Her style of music is pop-punk influence, and she cites Avril Lavigne and Green Day as one of her biggest musical influences. Fans may think that Lisa is a stage name because it looks foreign, but it actually comes from the singer's real birth name, Lisa Oribe. Lisa comes from Seki City from the Gifu Prefecture, which is famous for manufacturing kitchen knives. After a stint as a vocalist for the indie band Chucky, she ventured into the anime music world as part of a fictional band called Girls Dead Monster, part of a TV anime series titled Angel Beats. After that, Lisa released her first mini-album as a solo artist. Many of her singles have been used as anime theme songs, but she has an equal number of impressively non-animated related songs. Since the early beginnings of her musical career, Lisa has gained an international fan following that's very big and has performed at many anime conventions abroad. So let's kickstart this episode. Before we continue with the rest of this episode, here are some announcements. We are just about to hit our 300th episode on the J Top 10 podcast. If you have a shout out and or would like to make a song request, please visit our website at jtop10.jp to find out how you can participate in this extremely fun episode. We can't wait to hear from you. Coming in at number 5 is a 2015 single, Orange Cider.
Number 5.
Jesus.
式にいつでも君の全部思い出すから夏色の空埋め尽くした花火にすっと寄り添う不活な影に願いを重ねて来年君の隣で叶えたい wish
You've just heard Orange Cider, which is the B-side to Lisa's 2015 single, Rally Go Round. The lyrics were all written by Lisa herself as well, and it is sort of an end-of-summer ballad about long-lost love, which is associated with the taste of an orange soda. Up next is another 2015 single, titled Empty Mermaid.
Number 4.
This is Lisa's third non-anime single and was composed by Yuki, spelled Y-O-O-K-E-Y, from the emo punk band The Musmus, and it was written still by Lisa. The musical arrangement was made by Akin, who has also produced music for One Ok Rock, Man With A Mission, Kaela Kimura, and many others. And apparently the lyrics to this song is actually about a mermaid, but has a kind of like a dark tone to it. And before we continue again, here are more announcements. If you've ever thought about applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcasts, check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions are available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance on our podcast. Also, would you like to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts, too? Reach out to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find full details at jtop10.jp to find out the best advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. And we're back with her 2017 single, Little Devil Parade.
Number 3.
Little Devil Parade was used as the opening theme song for the TV show Buzz Rhythm in June 2017 and is the lead track on Lisa's fourth album of the same name. The title of the song and album carries a positive message for Lisa. She notes that people who are unique individuals lack a little self-confidence and are seen as not normal. She addresses them as little devils because she expresses a desire for those kind of people to be themselves, live every day to the fullest, and parade together. Hence, Little Devil Parade. Quite an interesting concept. Up next is her 2018 single, Adamasu.
Number 2.
You've just heard Adamasu, which comes off the anime series Sword Art Online Alicization. Wow, I'm really impressed that this is actually the third Sword Art Online song that we've featured on this episode. So Adamasu is Lisa's first single to reach number 1 on the Billboard Top Download Song Charts, and also it reached number 1 on the iTunes Store and Mora Weekly Charts. It also reached number 2 on the Oricon Weekly Singles Chart. It was released as a B-side to the song Akai Wana, Who Loves It, a non-anime song. But Akai Wana was also used on TV as the opening theme song for TBS Countdown TV from December 2018 to January 2019. Before we continue with this episode, if you haven't heard already, join our Patreon Donors Club at starting at only $1 a month to hear double the amount of songs on this episode. For more details, head on over to our website at jtop10.jp/club. And now the final song on this episode is none other than her 2019 single, Gurenge.
Number 1.
強く
So you've just heard Gurenge, which comes off the latest and very popular anime series, Kimetsu no Yaiba, known in English as Demon Slayer. The title of Gurenge means Crimson Lotus. I think to be more accurate, it means the Red Spider Lily, which is featured prominently in the anime itself. So unlike most TV-sized anime theme songs that are just basically shorter versions of the original, the TV-sized version of Gurenge has different lyrics from the original song that you've just heard in one of the parts. This is the first time an anime theme song has had a two-week stretch at the top of the Oricon charts, essentially the daily digital download rank chart specifically. Its chart also bridged the Heisei and Reiwa eras, so it was the last number one of the Heisei era and the first number one of the new Reiwa era for this particular chart. That's pretty cool. And I must say it's because of this song I actually started watching Kimetsu no Yaiba, which everyone has been telling me has been really good. So guys, this is the end of our episode. I really hope that you've enjoyed kind of like an anime push into the Artist of the Month episode, this month especially. Kimetsu no Yaiba actually I think just ended their season. It looks really great. I'm so happy I decided to watch the anime series. This entire episode has been really high energy music. It's non-stop. It was just like high. So I'm really happy if it manages to like give you guys an energy boost while you're at work or while you're going home or going to work or any part of your day. It's such a motivating kind of Artist of the Month that we've had. There was only one ballad-like song, which was Orange Cider. This, by the way, is actually Tada Michi's pick. So Tada is actually our audio editor on JTOP 10. So shout out to Tada. Thank you for suggesting Lisa as this month's Artist of the Month. Before I go, I would like to let you know that Kirby, so Kirby is actually our new JTOP 10 host. Kirby will be bringing you a brand new top 10 countdown for the month of October in a little over a week from now. So stay tuned. And I will see you guys, I think, in the 300th episode that's coming quite soon, I think in October or November. I can't quite remember. But yeah, I'll see you in that episode and in the next Artist of the Month. Have a great fall, everybody, and happy early Halloween. Bye! Japan.